once you're free to, you know, be whoever you want to be in the game, it helps you kind of sink into that character.
It's a cool way to be to, yeah, attract those like-minded people.
Something nerdy is going to happen, and we're going to make it cool, I think.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a convention episode of Outside of the Box. I got the opportunity pretty recently to go to Indiana Comic Convention, which is one of my fairly local cons, and check that out from a media perspective, but really just as a fan perspective as well. I got to meet some celebrities, got to check out the show floor. So I just wanted to share some of my insights as far as that experience is concerned for anybody who has never been, or maybe if you've been to Indiana Comic Convention in the past, just to kind of know what's going on with the con today. So the first thing, I did get there right about the time that the doors were opening to the show floor. So really good timing. I went on a Friday, which honestly, depending on the experience that you want to have, some people go for the full 3 days, which is great. I'll talk about that a little bit later, but I can say from a Friday perspective, I think the nice thing, if you are able to go, is it's not quite as busy on that day, because there are, you know, some folks obviously that can't take off work or don't want to have to take off of work to go to it. So that's a piece of it. And also it's the first day of the con. So if you're looking to find some really cool, unique goodies out on the show floor, that may be the best time to do it before it kind of gets to the end and everybody's been able to, you know, look through and grab things and stuff like that. So I think that could definitely be one advantage. It was a pretty good, you know, turnout as far as the number of folks that were there on a Friday. So that was nice to see. Now, of course, the first thing that I wanted to make sure that I did was get over to the celebrity area for, you know, photo ops, autographs, all of that good stuff. Now, the way that it was set up for the autographs and for those celebrities that were doing selfies, I think most of them, at least the ones that were scheduled to be there that day, the signs kind of all said everybody was going to be there noon to seven. That wasn't the case for every celebrity. Some of them, it took a little bit of time and there wasn't a lot of information for those that were standing in line to know how long to expect. I would say, honestly, if I had one takeaway from the whole con as feedback that I would give to the convention organizers, is it is actually more beneficial for the con and the celebrities to have the fans standing in line have some kind of expectation, because if you're standing in line for one person for 2 hours and you have no idea when they're going to show up, you're not elsewhere spending money, buying things, potentially seeing other celebrities, you're just kind of standing there. So I think, you know, it's really beneficial to everybody if, you know, folks have some kind of idea of how long they can expect to wait. I can promise you that there are people who would be willing to wait for 2 to 3 hours, and there are others that would say, you know, hey, if it's going to take that long, I'd rather go see this other person or do this other thing. So that would be my one takeaway from it. However, I will say that the celebrity guests that I got the opportunity to meet were all amazing. I was pretty selective because I knew that I had a limited period of time. And if you have to stand in line for a while, that's going to impact, your ability of how many people you can see. So for me personally, I had to make sure that I went over to meet, Will Wheaton of Star Trek. Now Next Gen is my second favorite series of Star Trek. But it was still like really cool to meet him. And honestly, I think I like Will Wheaton for things more outside of Star Trek, like the Big Bang Theory appearances and Dungeons and Dragons and all of that good stuff. So I think for me, I was coming at it from a little bit different of a fan perspective. Of course, I had to stop by and see Felicia Day. Anybody that knows me knows that I am a massive fan of Felicia Day. So it was so great to get a chance to see her again. And hopefully she is somebody that can come on the show in the future for an interview, as I'd love to have her to talk about any of the amazing projects and things that she's been involved in. Then I went over to see Arthur Darvill, who if you're not into Doctor Who, you may not know who he is, but I mean, for me, 11th Doctor, my favorite Doctor. And he was on that season as Rory, Rory Pond, one half of the amazing Pond Companions. And he was just amazing to get to meet in person. Do that. And then my Avatar loving heart got to go over and meet Grey De Lisle, and was adjacent to Greg Baldwin, who also did the voice of Iroh for a period of time on Avatar. Of course, Grey De Lisle doing many, many, many voices, including Azula on the original cartoon Avatar. And I will tell you, if you are even remotely a fan of anything that she's ever done and you get the opportunity to meet her at a con, you need to do it. It is worth every penny that you put into meeting her. So I highly, highly recommend it. Now, kind of in terms of some other things at the con, for food, I mean, I wouldn't say that they're, at least for me, that I found a lot of amazing choices, but it's a con. I mean, you only eat because eventually you have to, or otherwise you're going to be on the floor. So, the food was okay, not too bad. I was able to get a couple of things throughout the day that I was there. So that was nice. And then the show floor, which obviously is a big part of it, getting to see all of the booths and the artists and the amazing things that these people create, which, anybody who watches the show knows that I am all about creating and, innovation and just like really cool stuff. Unfortunately, I didn't see any robots there, other than the ones that were there for Star Wars. They had a C-3PO, which was really cool. But for the most part, no robots. However, there were just some amazing artists on the show floor that had different drawings and prints that they were selling. Just some really cool, unique stuff from a lot of different fandoms, that I love and that I'm sure a lot of other people are into, as well as like Lego minis. You tend to find Lego pretty much at all of the cons, several different vendors that offer that, as well as many, many other cool finds, including video game stuff and everything. I would say, for me, going through in a more hurried fashion, because it was getting towards the end of the day, it probably took me, I would say about an hour and a half to really walk the show floor and see everything. But if you really want to take the time and look at more things and get a chance to talk to some of the artists about their work and the products that they're selling, you may want to budget some more time for that. So, that's one piece of it. Now, kind of going back to the celebrity autographs, another thing that I think is really important for people to know is that if you plan on seeing a lot of people, I would definitely budget more than one day for it. Just because you never know for certain how long you're going to have to stand in line, especially when you add up that time collectively. And so if you want a chance to like see it all, do it all, I really recommend going for more than one day because one day is not enough, unless you're only seeing like one or two celebrities. Really, otherwise it's you're not going to get a chance to do everything and it's going to be a sad time. So overall, I would say that I had a really great experience at the con. I got the chance to interview some fans. So let's kind of cut to one of those interviews, and I hope that you enjoy.
You're Hey everyone, it's Christine here with Outside of the Box Podcast, and I have several fellow Whovians here waiting to meet Arthur Darvill. So I just want to ask you all, how excited are you to get to meet Rory Pond? Woo! Well, I think that that says everything right there. Stay tuned for more updates from Indiana Comic Con.
And so, yeah, that was really cool to run into fellow Whovian fans at the con, standing in line to get to meet, you know, one of my favorite actors from Doctor Who. So that was definitely one thing that I got to do. And I also got a chance to talk to a fan who had some absolutely amazing cosplay, standing in line to meet the Avatar folks, and had, you know, glowing things to say about Grey Delisle. So here is that one.
Hey everyone, it's Christine with Outside of the Box Podcast, and I am here with a bunch of fans waiting in line to meet Grey Delisle. First of all, you have some fabulous cosplay. Please tell me about it.
So I am cosplaying as female Loki, so pretty much from the Loki comics or just Loki in general. I actually have the Tesseract as well with me, because what is Loki without their Tesseract that they're pining over?
That is very true. And now we're standing in line to meet Grey Delisle. What is your favorite thing that Grey has ever done? And that's a long list to choose from.
Definitely. Like, she's voiced so many of, like, my childhood, like, characters that I'm a fan of. But I would have to say my favorite is probably Azula, for the amazing dialogue that she's able to give and just the enunciation and just power behind her words. It's absolutely amazing.
I could not agree more. Please stay tuned for more from Indiana Comic Con.
As you could see, she certainly had a lot of enthusiasm, as I would say was the case for most of the fans that I encountered at the con. But like I said, it was an amazing experience. And if I can leave you with one thing, I will kind of close on a fun, awesome treat that I got to have while meeting Grey, Azula from Avatar, amongst many, many, many things that she's done and just absolutely made my day. So if this is something that you get a chance to do at one of these cons, again, highly recommend. Great time, and we will see you next year, Indiana Comic Con.
Greetings, peasants. It is I, the Fire Lord Azula, speaking.
And also, it's me, Delilah Briarwood. I'm here with my friend Christine, who looks incredible in her Vox Machina cosplay. I'm going to have her for dinner sometime. And I do mean have her for dinner. I broke the world for her!